Drama, live from Miami. As the Radio Workshop presents Theater X. Good evening, and welcome to Theater X, a production of the University of Miami's Radio, Television, and Film Department. This is Jim Barton in the radio studios on the university's North Campus, inviting you to join us for another in our series of dramatic presentations brought to you each and every Wednesday evening at 9:30 over WCKR. Experiment in drama on Theater X. Stage tonight, an original radio play entitled Left Finger, Third Hand. It was written by Jack Metzger from a story by Dimitri Alexander and is directed by Roger Reese. Harold Combs and Lenny Rubin are featured in the leading roles as Theater X presents Left Finger, Third Hand.
Front room, Aunt Alice.
Oh, have I had a day? Have I had a day?
What'd you do? Buy out all the stores and
just about. Oh, let me sit down, Aunt.
What'd you get?
I can't show you. They're wedding gifts. You can't see your own wedding gifts.
That's not fair.
Oh, yes, it is.
Did you have the car checked?
I did. Oh, and wait till I tell you what happened. You know Ted Caldwell? Well, he's dead.
Dead? What happened to him?
Ted's little boy came running into Johnson's store while I was picking up some things, screaming at the top of his voice. And pretty soon I heard that his father was dead. Terrible.
But how did it happen?
I don't know. No one knows, really. He was all cut up, like someone had used a butcher knife.
Oh, how awful.
But the strange thing is, there wasn't any blood. I know this is a terrible thing to talk about, but that's what somebody told me. He wasn't bleeding at all, and he was white, pure white. The man said there wasn't a drop of blood left in him.
Let's talk about something else.
Do you think it has anything to do with those stories everyone's been telling about seeing strange green lights in the woods at night?
Oh, that's just a lot of talk. Everything's from another planet these days, I swear. Oh, I'm glad we're going back to Montclair tomorrow.
You know, Ted Caldwell hasn't been the first. You've heard the stories about the other strange things around the village. People disappearing and all.
Let's change the subject, Aunt Alice, please.
Oh, all right. It's just that at last something exciting's happened, and I thought you'd want to know about it. We vacationed up here in these mountains for years, and I don't mind telling you that at times it's been dull.
Oh, I wish we'd gone home before this. There are a million things I have to do.
Now, don't get all upset, Kathy, please. We'll be home 3 whole weeks before you're married. There'll be plenty of time to take care of all the details.
I miss Tom, I guess.
Already? He just left yesterday morning after mooning around here all weekend. You'll get tired of looking at him after you're married a while.
No, I won't.
Well, come on upstairs with me while I check and see if everything we need's in the suitcases. Don't lose your place in that book.
Oh, I have it.
You know, I wouldn't stay up in some of those other cottages way up there near Foster Ridge for $1 million. Those people don't see soul one for months at a time.
What did you want when you knocked at the window?
When I what?
When you knocked at the window. Just after you walked down to the car to drive into town this morning, you came back and knocked at the window.
I did no such thing. I got right in the car and drove off.
But it must have been you. When I turned around, no one was there.
What about the car?
Well, it was gone.
There, you see. Wasn't me at all.
But who was it?
I have no idea who it was. It could have been one of the kids from down the road. You know how kids are.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It just struck me as being strange.
Oh, being young and in love again. One imagines all sorts of trivia. I wonder if your Uncle Harold will come to the wedding. I was doing well to get him to attend his own.
No, not yet. Are you?
A little. A guy doesn't get married every day, you know.
Tomorrow afternoon, I'll be Mrs. Thomas Saunders. Oh, I
man like that?
Well, you'd better, because after tomorrow, there's not much you can do about it.
Oh, I don't know. I might divorce you the day after tomorrow if the spirit moves me.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
Says me, that's who says.
Did you miss me while you and your Aunt Alice were in the mountains?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I didn't miss you, that's what I mean.
Not at all?
No.
Why not?
Because I was either writing to you or talking to you on the phone, or you were up there on a visit. How could I miss you? You never gave me time to. Besides, Aunt Alice was very good company.
Oh, sure she was.
No, I'm serious. I don't know what I would have done if she hadn't been with me. Well, we couldn't have had this big wedding without her help.
And her money.
And Uncle Harold.
Well, what did he do?
Well, he's going to give me away, isn't he?
I'm only kidding. They've been great to both of us. Now, I have a surprise.
You're going to leave me standing at the church.
Oh, no, I'm not. I just thought you might be interested in where we're going on our honeymoon.
Where?
Where would you like to go?
Oh, I don't care. Some place where we can be alone, away from everybody.
That's just where we're going.
Well, where is it?
I rented a cottage up at Foster Ridge for 3 weeks. I know how crazy you are about the mountains. We both are. And at Foster Ridge, we won't be bothered with any people. And if we get tired of each other's company, we can always drive down into the village. Kathy?
Oh, well, that's fine. I love the mountains, especially this time of the year.
Maybe you'd rather go somewhere else. Maybe you're tired of it up there.
Oh, no, I can't think of a better place. Well, it's just that I remembered a terrible thing that happened just before Aunt Alice and I left. Tad Caldwell, I don't think you knew him. He was killed by something.
By what?
Well, no one seemed to know. Oh, let's not talk about it now. Foster Ridge is fine, Tom. Fine.
Good luck, everybody.
Bye, Aunt Alice.
Bye, dear. Please forgive all my tears. I always cry at weddings. You should have seen me at my own. I flooded the church. Goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye, Aunt Alice. Be good.
I will. Darn it.
Goodbye, Uncle Harold. Bye, Jean.
Bye, Jean. Bye.
Well, Mrs. Saunders, we're on our way.
Mrs. Saunders. I like that. You know something else?
What's that?
I like you, too.
We should be just about there. What time is it?
I can't see anything. It's so dark.
Oh, put your watch up to the light on the dash.
11:15.
Do you recognize anything along here?
Just one big black blob to me.
Boy, this road's narrow. Hate to have to pass anybody. How far is it down there?
Please, this is spooky enough as it is.
No, I bet we wouldn't be the first ones to go over the edge. There. The road turns into the woods up ahead.
That's the turnoff, what it looks like. I remember now. The cottage shouldn't be much further.
Well, we wanted to be alone, and that's where we'll be. Oh, I brought along some of my drafting things. I have to work on a few simple plans while we're here.
Can I watch?
Sure.
Tom, I love you so much. Hey, watch the road.
Sorry. Lost my head. Oh, would you reach me that new pack of cigarettes in the glove compartment?
Here it is.
Open it for me, would you? Hey, what's that?
What?
That light up ahead. Right there, through the trees. See it?
No.
It's gone now.
What kind of light was it?
Oh, green.
Oh, Tom.
It was. It was green.
You're as bad as some of the people down in the village.
All right. Don't believe me. I'm nobody. I'm just your husband, you know.
There's the cottage. See it?
Oh, then you're not blind. You can see the cottage.
Oh,
All right, I admit. I saw the green lights. 50 of them, weren't there? They were right on top of all the trees, and they spelled out Edith Jones.
Oh, stop it,
no,
Willis.
You stop it. We're here. Dark, isn't it? You have the key?
Right here. Everybody out.
You may open the door for me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what's the matter?
Nothing. I just caught my hand on a loose piece of chrome on the car door.
Bad?
No. Forget it.
Well, let me see. Put it in front of the headlight.
It isn't anything hot.
Will you let me look at it? Oh, Tom, it's bleeding.
It'll stop.
Here's a handkerchief. Wrap it around your hand.
Oh, okay. There, that's fine. Now, let's take a look at our honeymoon castle.
Give me the key, I'll open it. Keep your hand wrapped up. Here we go. Now to find the light.
Try on the right.
We've landed officially.
I'll go unload the car. You stay here.
Let me help.
Oh, you straighten things up in here. I can manage.
If you want anything, just whistle.
Okay, Lauren. It's a deal.
Tom, it's been 10 minutes since you brought in that other suitcase. You need some help? Tom? Tom, are you out there? Tom, that is you, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, you scared me.
Did I?
Come on inside. We'll take care of the rest of the things in the morning. Oh, I feel a lot better now. How's your hand?
Hand? Fine.
What? It stopped bleeding. There's not even a sign of a cut. Well, I guess you were right again. Wasn't anything at all. Just looked bad in the dark. Oh, tired? Bet you are. That's a long drive.
I love you.
And I love you too, darling. I do. Ready to drive him to the village. I want to pick up some groceries and mail, some mail we might have. There should be a letter from Aunt Alice.
You go ahead. I will stay here.
Oh, come on. A ride in the fresh air will do you good. You haven't been out more than half a dozen times, and you'll only be here 4 more days.
I do not want to go, Kathy.
All right. I just thought you'd like to keep me company.
What would you say if I wanted us to stay here longer than we had planned?
Well, that would be wonderful. How much longer?
A week or so.
Well, don't you have to be back at your office? Don't you have a deadline on those plans you're drawing up?
No deadline.
Could you work on them here, like you said, and mail them in?
Yes, I could do that.
You know, honey, you haven't done a stitch of work since we got here. Do you really think we should stay? I'd like to, but do you think we should?
Yes, we should stay.
You're the boss. Anything you want from the store? Cigarettes?
No, thank you.
Well, I'll just be a couple of hours.
Just one letter, Mrs. Saunders, and a light bill.
Thanks, Harvey, for the letter, not the bill.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else you want from the store? I could get it while you were reading.
No, I think I have everything. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Who's the letter from?
My aunt.
Oh? Where does she live?
In Montclair. That's where my husband and I live, too. We're just up at Foster Ridge on a vacation.
I thought it was a honeymoon.
Well, it is, really. People always stare when you tell them you're on your honeymoon.
Well, folks got good reason to stare at you, Mrs. Saunders. You're mighty pretty looking.
Well, thank you, Harvey.
Sure was a shame about Chester Anderson, wasn't it?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Harvey. What did you say?
I said it sure was a shame about Chester Anderson.
What about Chester Anderson?
Oh, he was murdered while hunting in the woods, just like the others.
Others?
Yeah. Tad Caldwell and Cy Harris. Slashed to bits. Downright ghouly, if you ask me. All sorts of animals have been missing, too. Mrs. Enright's big Irish setter disappeared a couple weeks back. He used to roam the hills all the time. People are still seeing that green light. You seen anything peculiar up where you are, Mrs. Saunders?
No. No, I haven't, Harvey. And I wish you people could talk about something besides dead people and green lights in the night. Everyone these days is going hysterical with this talk about rockets and outer space and everything. There's probably some big mountain lion up there. Why don't you just round up a group of men and go up and get it?
Well, now that sure does sound simple, but nobody's about to go up there now.
Oh, Harvey, you're all just a bunch of ninnies. Are these things right here mine?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Goodbye, Harvey. I'll be seeing you again.
Bye, Mrs. Saunders. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
I'm writing to Aunt Alice and Uncle Harold, Tom. Would you like to write a few lines? Tom?
Oh, no, thank you, Kathy. You go right ahead and write the letter.
Tom, what is it? What's the matter?
There is nothing the matter, Kathy.
But there must be. You're so quiet. You never say more than two words at a time. If there's something wrong, darling, tell me, please. Maybe I can help.
I love you, Kathy.
I know you do. But how long are we going to stay up here, Tom? First, we planned on just 3 weeks, and then you wanted to stay longer, and we did. And now we've been here for 2 months. We have to get back home, Tom.
Why?
Because that's where our family and friends are. And your work. What about your work? You haven't done anything on those plans that you told me you had to finish. I love it here, and I love you. But I don't want to stay here forever. I want to see people and do things. Oh, darling, I don't mean that I wouldn't and couldn't stay away from civilization with you for the rest of our lives, but we have responsibilities. We have money now, yes, but it won't last much longer. And even here we have to buy food. Well, say something.
Kathy, I do not want to go back. I want to stay here with you. You love me, do you not, Kathy?
Yes, yes, I love you. You know I do.
Then say you will stay here with me. Please, stay here with me, Kathy, just a little longer.
I don't know what to say.
Stay, Kathy. Stay.
Mrs. Saunders? Mrs. Saunders, it's me, Harvey, from Johnson's store.
Just a minute. I wonder what Harvey wants up this way.
You open the door, Kathy. I must get something in the other room.
All right. Why, Harvey, this is a surprise.
Hello, Mrs. Saunders. I have something for you. One of them special delivery-type letters.
Oh? Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I got to be bitten back to the store. Bye now, Mrs. Saunders. I'll be seeing you around.
Bye, Harvey, and thanks again.
You're welcome.
I wonder why she sent it special delivery.
What is it?
Oh, a letter from Aunt Alice. She and Uncle Harold are on their way up here to visit us. She mailed this last night and says that they plan to leave Montclair in the morning. That means they should get here sometime this afternoon. They've missed me and just had to see us. Oh, isn't that wonderful, Tom?
We cannot stay here.
What?
We cannot stay here. We must go. We must leave here right away.
Tom, what's the matter with you?
Do not ask me any questions. Just take what you want and put it in the car. We must leave before anyone gets here.
It's my Aunt Alice, Tom. She raised me. For heaven's sake, Tom, what is it?
I said do not...
I want to see them. I will see them.
cannot tell you.
But you have to. Tell me. Tell me.
Very well. I will tell you. I am not Tom Saunders. I am not the man you married. Do not say anything. Listen to me carefully. I am not from this planet you call Earth. I am from another world. A world far different from what you know here. By a strange accident, I arrived here in this land and have been unable to return. The strange green light that has been seen by many of the people here is cast from my body. A glow I cannot extinguish because of the atmospheric change around me. I have many of the same needs and desires that you and this Earth have. But there is only one food that satisfies me, keeps me alive. Blood. Animal blood. But there is no need for you to be frightened. I love you. That is the only word in your language that can most nearly describe my feelings toward you. I have loved you for some time. I have watched you when you have stayed down closer to the village with your Aunt Alice. One day I even scraped at the window beside you, but quickly disappeared out of sight because I feared I would frighten you. For you see, I am not what you would call handsome or attractive. I have an intellect, the power of which you could never grasp, and what you would call strange abilities.
Oh, Tom, stop. Please stop.
I am not Tom. I have no name. I have no face. But I have the ability to put a vision in your mind. The night you arrived here, your wedding night, I killed your husband for food while he was removing your possessions from the car. When you came out onto the porch calling his name, I saw the beautiful creature I had watched so many times before, watched and wanted. I saw an opportunity to have what I wanted, what I loved. I looked at you, and you at me, and from that instant your mind has seen me as Tom Saunders, the man you married. But he could not have loved you as I love you now. And that is why we must leave here at once. Only you see me as Tom Saunders. Your aunt and uncle and anyone else would see me as I really am. An animal from another world. So far different that they would never understand. My mind can master your language, your society. But my mind cannot change my appearance to match those of your people. If I was looked upon by others, they would tell you how my skin bubbles and spits and constantly oozes with the yellowish-white liquid. And of these twisted scales that are formed because of the strange atmosphere. But my eyes, 10 of them, pink and watery. This and much more they would tell you. Then I could no longer come near you and touch you.
Oh, Tom, please. Please.
All I wanted was for you to stay with me. Now you must leave with me. We can be happy again together in another part of your land.
But you're Tom Saunders. You are. I'm looking right at you, and you're Tom. My Tom. You're even wearing your wedding ring. Right here on your finger.
Yes, I am. On my left finger, third hand. I had to take the ring. I knew that it meant that you were mine. The most beautiful thing I had ever seen was mine.
Oh, Tom. Poor, poor darling. I should have realized long ago, so very long ago, that you needed help. I've been so stupid to have let you go on like this week after week. I should have seen it.
I do not understand, Kathy. Does this mean you will go with me?
Yes, of course I will, darling. I'll see that you get the love and care that you need to get well again. Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I'll pack right away. I must get you away from here. Window bother you?
No.
Driving down this road's bad enough without it being all muddy.
There is something ahead.
It's a car coming toward us. I have to pull over.
Wait, that's Uncle Harold's car. It's Aunt Alice and Uncle Harold.
Do not slow down.
But it's Aunt Alice. They're on the way up to see us.
I know who it is.
Tom,
do not slow down.
Tom, please, don't reach over like that. How do you expect me to drive when we're sliding? I can't stop! I can't!
The car.
I'm coming, Tom. I'll be there. Just a minute. Just a minute. I can't get the door open. It's all twisted and... It's open. I've got it open, Tom. Now, if you just grab hold of...
I'll speak with her. Would you stay with her aunt and uncle outside in case I should need you?
Of course, Doctor.
Mrs. Saunders. Mrs. Saunders, can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you know where you are?
In a hospital.
Montclair City Hospital. Your aunt and uncle brought you here following the accident.
Where's Tom?
Well, there's been no word of your husband. The car completely burned soon after you were found unconscious beside it. You were very fortunate to have been thrown clear. Just one of those strange, unaccountable miracles.
What happened to it? That horrible, writhing, twitching thing I found in the car?
Now, please, Mrs. Saunders. You must lie quietly.
I want to see Tom. Where's Tom?
I'm afraid he's gone. But you're going to be fine. Just fine. And there's no reason why you can't leave the hospital in another 5 days. You have a great deal to live for. To be thankful for. Mrs. Saunders, you're going to have a baby.
Theater X has presented Left Finger, Third Hand, written especially for the series by Jack Metzger from a story by Dmitri Alexander. Featured in this evening's cast were Carol Combs as Kathy and Lenny Rubin as Tom, with Dave Madden as Harvey, Jane Strauss as Aunt Alice, and Ron Crawford as the Doctor. Bob Chesney and Lloyd Rain handled the special effects, Howard Dent engineered, and Anne Spaulding was production assistant. The production was directed by Roger Reed. Theater X is produced by the Radio Workshop at the University of Miami and comes to you live over WCKR, direct from the North Campus radio studios of the Radio, Television, and Film Department in Coral Gables. Now this is Jim Barton wishing you a very pleasant good night and inviting you to be with us again next Wednesday evening at 9:30 for another experiment in radio drama on Theater X.
News next on WCKR Miami.